You know, the church of Ephesus in Revelation chapter 2 had done many things for the Lord. They were faithful. They were committed. They wouldn't allow false teaching in their church. They were involved in ministry. But Jesus had something against them, and that is that they left their first love. In other words, it's easy to get caught up in the things that we do for the Lord, but for the wrong reason. Just because you do these things or you're in church does not mean that you are a seeker of God.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
I hope and I pray that your heart is stirred, that God is drawing you closer to Himself. You know, there are many things that get in the way of Jesus. There are so many distractions in this life now. There's so many media devices. I understand all these things. But the fact is that sometimes these can get in the way of us spending time with the Lord. Paul the Apostle would tell us in Colossians in chapter 3, verse 1, if then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above. In other words, seek the Lord. Seek spiritual things. Seek heavenly things, things that are everlasting after everlasting, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. And then he says in verse 2, set your mind on things above and not on things on the earth. For you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. In other words, we no longer belong to ourselves. We were bought with a price. Jesus paid the price for you and I. So now we belong to Jesus. We belong to God. Verse 4 says, when Christ, who is our life, is he your life, my friend? When he is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. We will be changed in a twinkling of an eye. That quick. You don't have time to get ready when Jesus comes. You must already be ready for the coming of the Lord. I do believe that Jesus is coming very, very soon. And so we must make sure that our vessels are filled with oil and that the wick is trimmed and the light is burning brightly. Amen. I hope and pray that you have a desire for God, that you seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Many times we get the cart before the horse, and we seek other things rather than seeking the Lord. I want the Lord. I want God to stir my heart. And I pray that God will stir your heart. The Holy Spirit will always lead you to Christ. The Holy Spirit will always put the spotlight on Jesus. I know there are many voices and many teachings and many ministries these days. But my friend, just because they say the name of Jesus or have God or something like that in it doesn't mean it's of the Lord. My friend, it will always point you to Christ. The Holy Spirit will lead you to the Lord. You know, just because you are in church doesn't mean that you're a seeker. Or just because you're in ministry doesn't mean you're a seeker. It is possible to lose God in your preaching. It's possible to lose God in your singing or in your worship or your choir. Just because you're in church or sitting in a pew or teaching Sunday school doesn't mean that you're a seeker. You know, I think about the church of Ephesus in Revelation chapter 2. Jesus sees all things. He knows all things. He says, I know your works, your labor, your patience, and that you cannot bear those who are evil. And you have tested those who say they're apostles and are not, and have found them liars. And you have persevered and have patience and have labored for my name's sake and have not become weary. Then Jesus says, nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have left your first love. These people were faithful. These people were dedicated. These people were workers in the church. They were part of the ministry of God. They wouldn't put up with false teachers. They had patience. They didn't give up. They endured. But my friend, there was a problem. See, Jesus that sees all things saw the condition of their heart. And the fact is that they were doing these things, but no longer because they had a love for Christ. In other words, you can get caught up in your ministry and yet not be a seeker of God. You can get caught up in many things and not have a heart after the Lord. It can become mundane. It become just like working a job. My friend, it is a calling. Let's be careful that we don't miss the Lord in the ministry of God, but let's be a true seeker of Him.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthinfact.org.